This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has pledged to build a better South Africa for all after the ruling African National Congress remains at the country's helm following this week's vote. However, as Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports, its grip on power has weakened as its share of Wednesday's vote declined from previous elections.
The Electoral Commission said the ruling ANC party won the majority of parliamentary seats with a 57.5% share. The ANC's victory secures it enough seats to give President Cyril Ramaphosa another 5 years in office. But the party was punished by voters for faltering efforts to address corruption, unemployment and racial disparities in housing, services and land distribution. The ANC's seats in the 400-member parliament fell to 230 from 249. The main opposition, Democratic Alliance, also saw its number of seats fall to 84 from 89.
Edward Barron of Reuters. Officials in Pakistan say a group of several terrorists stormed a five-star hotel Saturday near the China-operated Arabian seaport of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard. The Pakistani military said its security forces quickly encircled the heavily armed assailants in the staircase leading to the top floor and that all guests were safely evacuated in the process. The Zabur Pearl Continental Hotel is located on a hilltop overlooking the deepwater massive port. It is currently the only such facility available in the port city and often hosts Chinese visitors, among others. The attackers reportedly entered through a gate dedicated for hotel employees. A separatist group known as the Baluchistan Liberation Army has taken responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say a former prominent female television journalist in Afghanistan has been killed in Kabul. An Interior Ministry spokesman says that Mina Mangal was shot dead by two men on a motorcycle in Kabul's 8th District early Saturday morning. Mangal had worked for more than a decade as a presenter for several Afghan television networks. She also ran popular social media pages that discussed the rights of Afghan women to work and Afghan girls to go to school. Yemen's Houthi movement on Saturday started withdrawing forces from Salif Port in Hodeidah under a UN-sponsored deal that had been stalled for months. We get details from Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeidah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeidah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people. A minister in the Yemeni government dismissed the Houthi movement's pullout as a show meant to, quote, disinform the international community. The Reuters witness said a dozen trucks carrying Houthi fighters, armed with rocket-propelled grenade launchers and machine guns, had departed from Salif on Saturday. He also confirmed that the Coast Guards had since taken over.
Francesca Lina of Reuters. Syrian government forces are pushing into the last rebel-held stronghold in the country's northwest, despite calls to honor a ceasefire. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has details.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has confirmed troops gained new ground against the insurgent al-Qaeda-linked militant group. Fighting in the area, which began at the end of last month, has been the worst breach of a September ceasefire brokered by Russia and Turkey. Over 150,000 people have been displaced by the latest wave of violence, while the World Food Programme says the fighting has forced it to suspend aid distribution to over 47,000 people. Members of the UN Security Council have urged a return to calm. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido told his supporters Saturday at a rally in Caracas that he has instructed his ambassador to the United States to contact the U.S. military to pressure Nicolas Maduro to step down from his post. He spoke one day after a Venezuelan court Friday ordered Edgar Zambrano, a vice president of Guaido's opposition-controlled National Assembly, to be held at a military facility after being arrested earlier in the week. Zambrano and 9 other opposition leaders are under investigation in connection with a failed military insurrection. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.